I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guy. Hit me.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM with a twist. Man, good to be here. It's deer season. We got Merle from Alan Bob Sports with us. And Barbecue Bob, take it away, brother.
Well, not only that, but don't forget, you're on your way up to Ferris. So WBRN in Big Rapids carries us. WJIM in Lansing, yep. The Big Talker in Lansing carries our show. So thanks and welcome to all of you out there, as well as the Jethro folks and everybody online getting our podcast. If you're not getting the podcast, you go to our website, thegrillingguys.com. Top right side, you'll see headphones. Click on them. We'll dump this thing right on your phone, and you'll never be sorry.
Just like a picture of the deer running under your stand.
So I've been shooting out of ladder stands forever, and some of them, my big one is 22 feet tall. And the older I get, the more that harness is important because there's snow, ice, all these things. This sling thing, I think, how can that keep you safer, and how does that help you climb?
Well, one of the things with ladder stands is that's about the safest type of stand you can get into. You know, it's easy to climb a ladder, you know, and stay in a ladder stand, but
they creak though. You get up there, and if they've been out a little bit, and there might be a little rust or something on them if you left it out, and then you move just right, and it sometimes creaks.
But they're comfortable to sleep in.
Oh well,
yes, they are. Yeah.
You still need a harness for that because
you know that's yeah.
I've seen you fall out of a bag chair sleeping, so you don't want to be in the air.
That's one of my biggest complaints about most tree stands is you know they creak. You're highlighted in the tree. Because they stick out away from the tree. So your platform, especially on a ladder stand, you're standing out generally about 3 feet from the tree almost.
Right.
And you're highlighted in the sky. So when a deer can really notice any movement.
Once the leaves are gone, especially.
They'll really notice you. And so I don't know how many times you've been busted in a ladder stand by deer. But that is one thing about a saddle. Is that you don't get busted by deer. You look like a branch in the tree.
So tell us how you set the thing up and what the mechanics are to actually get this thing in a tree and then climb it.
So you need a way to get up the tree.
Sticks.
So you need some climbing sticks or tree steps. Climbing sticks is my favorite. There's a number of different portable options that are super lightweight, under 5 pounds for the whole set up to get up the tree.
You're saying they're finally making them out of aluminum?
They're making them out of aluminum, and they're making some really high-tech stuff.
So they're full-figure friendly for a guy like me, can climb them and not have to worry about it? You strap them to the tree, I'm assuming?
That is correct, yep.
Right.
And they're coming up with real innovative ways to strap them to the tree that is really fast and really really quick connect for the straps and the ropes.
Because if you've got old sticks like mine, they're steel.
Correct.
They've got these ridiculous straps that you'll die trying to get the thing on.
Right.
So you also have to have a safety sling on when you're putting your sticks up so you're not trying to hang on and strap that thing in.
Correct. So, you know, with the type that you have, the steel sticks, those are not bad if you have your own property and you want to leave them out in the woods. There's nothing wrong with those. I use them. I also have both kinds of sets, the lightweight aluminum. But the lightweight aluminum, as you're putting those up, you can climb the tree and you're using what's called a lineman's harness. So a lineman's harness hooks to your saddle and you're always attached to the tree.
Wow.
If there's a slip, you're not going to fall on your back, break your back. As you're going up, when you get up to the top, your top step, however high you want to go, and you don't have to go 30 feet high on most trees, but you can go 15 is plenty in some areas, you know, depending on the cover. Once you get up, you're in your lineman's harness, you have your saddle on you, so you would take your rope out of the saddle bag, which is a little small bag that's hanging on the side of your saddle. You take your tree rope, you wrap it around one time through a loop. It's got a carabiner on it. And you hook it into your bridge rope on your saddle, done.
Wow. That's too easy.
Yeah. At that time, you can take your lineman's harness off. So you're just using your tree rope, your tree tether. and you can move 360 degrees around the tree with your steps. So you have to have a platform for your feet to push against. So you're pushing against your platform or the tree to make your movements.
And that wouldn't necessarily be your climbing stick either. You'd want a couple of extra big steps like you showed me that.
Exactly. Your climbing, top of your climbing stick is a good option. So they make platforms also that go on top of these climbing sticks. I don't necessarily recommend those because they can get you out too far from the tree. But it's a set of tree steps. If you have one tree step, if you imagine four of those tree steps on a strap that wraps around the tree, you have a set of four steps that go around the tree.
Makes sense. So something to anchor your foot on, left or right.
Yeah, you have to have pressure and leverage, and you have to have that leverage to pull your bow back as well.
Well, that's where I was going next, is that I'm envisioning this. I don't have one of these, but I'm envisioning this that I'm actually sitting in this saddle, and it's almost like a bag chair without legs.
That is correct.
All right?
Yes.
So that is for a guy that's got to extend one arm, pull the bow back with the other, and try not to wiggle too much and get steady. That's got to take some practice. You better get up there and shoot out of this thing several times and get comfortable with how it works, right?
It's really, yeah, you want to practice out of it, but it's not as hard as you might think it is.
It might be easier also if you're shooting a recurve than it is if you're shooting a compound.
It probably is.
Or a crossbow is like carrying a gun up there, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You wouldn't necessarily need that leverage against the tree to shoot a crossbow, but you do need something. You know, you're pressing when you're, you know, pulling back a bow, you're pressing against the ground whether you know it or not. You know, so you need something to press against, and also with each movement, how you put pressure on the tree in each one of those steps will swivel you around the tree.
Makes sense.
So you then can your go knees left, are going to be right. hitting the tree a bunch.
Yeah, when you're in a comfortable sitting position, in a waiting position, your knees are mostly against the tree.
Oh, okay, so this, I just had a revelation that I didn't understand. I'm facing the tree.
You're facing
in
the tree.
Saddle. Yeah. I'm not, my back is not right. to the tree. Well, that changes everything.
So do you have like something for knee protection then it goes with these kits maybe?
Correct, yeah. Knee pads are a must. You can use just about any kind of knee pads, but the ones that are developed and designed for saddle hunting are the best because they stay in place. Most of the cheaper knee pads kind of swivel around your leg and it don't stay in place.
I thought maybe you had to wear chaps when you're in a saddle.
That's an option. Yeah. You're always looking for that cowboy angle.
Hey, man, I got it. All right.
Well, Millbrook Tack probably has a chance.
That was where I was going, but we missed that lead-in.
We've got a whole new hunting season coming up here.
Right. But, so, Merle, I'm sitting there. So I'm facing the tree. I'm picturing this. And what size of tree do you usually choose for this?
Generally, I'll try to stay into about a 15-inch diameter to 20, not much bigger than 20.
Because I was thinking you've got to see by it. Yeah. If I'm looking at the tree, I'm constantly left and right. I'm not seeing what's behind me, right? I mean, so, you always got that when you're hunting. But.
Yeah, you can. If you imagine though, you can wrap around that tree. You know, you have one single rope that you're hanging by. And it's hooked into a bridge that the carabiner slides on this bridge. So all your angles, moving around the tree, 360. You can go any direction you want to with just a little bit of pressure on one foot. And that's the beauty of saddle hunting, is when you see a deer coming from one direction, you can slide on the back side of the tree.
Very,
it doesn't make a noise. There's nothing to make any noise. So, you know, that's the beauty of saddle hunting, why you don't get busted.
And they have a tree in Allen Bob's that they will get up and demo this thing for.
Can you try it before you buy it? No.
Oh,
yeah, you definitely can. Really? We put a lot of people in saddles. We do have a tree in the store. So you'll get a real good feel for
it. I didn't know you guys have been there that long to grow a 20-inch tree, but no, that's good. Good. All right, coming up next, we're going to continue this because I want to learn a little bit more about these saddles, but then also there's a lot of other really cool stuff that's out. Innovation happens in every industry, and it sure is in the hunting one. So you listen to the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.